Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Five on Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody, bringing you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got five. Number one.
Which Bears player, besides quarterback Caleb Williams, has the best chance to have a big game against the Bengals on Sunday?
Benny the Bull. Apparently the TikTok of the All Blacks is nothing but videos of them hanging out with Benny, so if you guys want to check it out, it's on there. What was the question again? Which non-Caleb Williams player?
You sound like me now.
Which Bears player, besides quarterback Caleb Williams, has the best chance to have a big game against the Bengals on Sunday?
I was kidding, but I tried to have some fun with it. At least Sean is laughing politely.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it because it's something that I would do.
Okay, guys.
That's the part that made me laugh. Yeah.
I think it's going to be DeAndre Swift because A, not on the injury report. Huzzah! Happiness. B, we saw what the Jets were able to do on the ground against the Bengals. 254 rushing. That's the area code for Waco. You know that show, Fixer Upper? That's how you can identify that. Point being, that's a lot of yards. And I like DeAndre Swift's chances to be able to make that happen again. Can't just be all Breece Hall. Somebody else has got to be able to cook. So DeAndre Swift, I'm looking at you.
All right. You want to know who's got the best chance to have a big game against the Bengals outside of the obvious choice, which is Caleb Williams, who should be able to cook.
Yeah.
And Benny the Bull, if I don't think he's going to make it to Cincinnati, I would guess. But maybe because
Benny can do all things.
Well, yeah, because like they don't have another game at home for a minute until Tuesday, I believe, after their Friday home game. That's tonight against the Knicks. Listen, it's Montez Sweat. Montez Sweat is trending in the right direction. The Bengals are not good at blocking for the pass. It's calling for Montez Sweat to take advantage and make something happen, to win the one-on-one matchups that we've talked about.
It's Tez time?
It's Tez time. It's time for the return of the full-on, not part-time, not freelance, not per diem. It's the full-time Tez effect begins now.
Freelance?
Like a 2.5 sack game where he gets a tackle for loss late in the game. It's, you know, some point in time.
Let's face it. I'd be happy with 1.5.
Yeah.
I would. I really would.
Yeah, but if you're really talking about what Marshall is talking about here, a real Tezza game would require a little bit more than 1.5.
I want his fingerprints on the game. So let's take it like this. Let's take sacks, tackles for losses, pressures, deflections. Add that number up. It's got to be 3+. Actually, okay. 4+. Let's say 4+.
4+. That would be a real.
That's a really good game.
Tez effect game.
Like he needs to make it happen. Look,
that would be winning your one-on-one battles.
Yes, they know in the building what the shortcoming is. They understand how limited they are in the secondary because of injuries. That means the defensive line has to step up. And Tez is the highest paid guy on the defensive line. Last I checked. He needs to go ahead and make something happen. He's been making things happen, just not quite at the rate we need him to.
Well, he makes plays early in games, it feels like, and then where are you at when you really need the guy in the fourth quarter, somebody to make a stop. So I like that. I like Montez. I like DeAndre Swift a lot, too. The Bengals' defense is against the 32nd. They are, though, as I move down my stat page, they are also 30th against the pass. What have we been talking about? The need for Caleb Williams to distribute the ball a bit better. And DJ Moore, I believe, has a chance to have a big game this week. We talked about, everybody knows that they know it at Hallis Hall. Odunze has been targeted 56 times to DJ Moore's 38 times. Alameda Zacchaeus, 38 as well. They have got to get DJ Moore more involved. I think he's got a big opportunity this week.
What about Cole Kmet, too?
I like that, too. I was thinking about him as honorable mention. He is back, and he has not had that big game. He's been targeted 19 times this year. He has just 9 catches for 132 yards.
What does that look like? Is that a season high in catches? Because his high is 5. Is it a season high in yards? Because his high is 73. Or is it just getting back to the end zone for just the second time this
year? When you say high, you mean DJ Moore?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. Good clarification.
Sorry
there.
About that.
I think I 100 yards received. Is what I want to see.
You want triple digits.
I want to see
triple
digits.
Hey, they gave up a billion yards on Sunday, okay?
Yeah,
okay.
It's not like we haven't seen Roma Dunze do that.
Yeah, well, no, it was very evenly distributed. They gave up 500 yards to the Jets.
Hey, you know that 42-yarder that DJ Moore had at the end of the game last week? Yeah, the one-handed catch, and then, of course, he doesn't get out of bounds and all that. That's the kind of stuff that I want to see created between Caleb and DJ Moore. I want DJ Moore to the rescue a little bit more than just that play.
Oh, you want DJ Moore to do the kind of stuff he did when Justin Fields got him the ball.
Dun, dun, dun.
You know, there is a record. It's right there. There is history with DJ Moore having huge games with the Bears.
And he did it in Carolina, too, by the way. Don't get clever. Don't get clever.
I wasn't trying to get clever.
No, I'm not talking to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Mark. Don't get clever,
Not,
Mark.
Not Mark either. Not Daryl. You know how
I'm thank you for respecting my name.
I'll leave it here, Mark, because you said 100 yards. The most yards he's ever had in a game with Caleb Williams as a quarterback is 106, so maybe he breaks that.
It's time.
It is time. And you know what? Don't just do it inside the 20s.
Yeah.
Do it between the 20 and the end zone.
DeAndre Swift.
You feel me?
Oh, you said inside the 20, I was like, no, I want them to do it inside the 20.
I'm sorry, I mean between the 20s is what I meant. Yeah. No, I mean like red zone goal to go.
Swifty.
DTG.
Sweaty.
And you just want more.
Morsey.
You just want more.
Okay, that's fair.
5 on it. Number 2.
How much more confidence would you have in the Bears if cornerback Tyreek Stevenson is good to go against the Bengals?
A lot more. To the tune of, like, do you want me to quantify this in yards? IDK, maybe about 125 yards. How's that? I think he could make that much of a difference in the output for the Bengals on Sunday.
So I submitted this question, and the more I think about it, the more the question should have been, how much less confidence will you have if Tyreek Stevenson can't play on Sunday? Because that's really what it is, right?
I tried to quantify it. The delta's 125 yards for me.
Yeah, I think Tyreek Stevenson needs to play, because otherwise that's even more pressure on the line up front, and whatever poor soul, Nate McLeod, whoever else is back there having to make up the difference of Tyreek Stevenson. They need Tyreek back there.
You know, an addendum to your great question that, as you said, you submitted, what is acceptable for Jamar Chase? You know what I mean? Like, if Jamar Chase has 90 yards, is that a win on the day?
Yes. At this point, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Right, and like, are we going to be mad at Tyreek Stevenson or any of the Bears defenders if Jamar Chase has 130 yards receiving?
Issue. It's not just Chase, though. It's the whole damn operation.
T. Higgins.
It's Noah Fant. It's Chase Brown.
Yep.
It's Tanner Hudson.
Yep.
Samaje Perine even caught a pass. When everybody's catching something, it's not just Chase. It's Chase and them.
It's the idea that if it's 90 yards, but it's 15 or 16 catches, that means that yards per reception is way down. And it's how many touchdowns and how many first downs. That's really what it comes down to. How many touchdowns and how many first downs.
Doesn't matter how many receptions, really? I mean, unless it adds up to something.
Exactly.
It might be in T. Higgins, you know.
Well, yeah, if he has 90 yards, but T. Higgins has a buck 50.
That's it. That might be the real X factor.
You talking about T. Higgins?
Yeah.
Or Noah Fant. You brought him up, the tight end.
We know how you fear a tight end.
I do fear. I have an irrational fear of tight ends against the Bears. Or is it irrational? Bears have been hurt by those guys. And, yeah, the Illini guy, Chase Brown, too.
If you want to see some yards, why don't you just check out Drew Mestemaker against Navy coming up tomorrow morning.
The Mean Green. Going up against the Midshipman. Oh,
she's about to say we, I think.
The pass versus the run. I mean, she went to school.
There is a we.
It's a we. It's a we.
You do. You kind of do. You represent the team, and you live and love that team.
Who's Illinois State got this weekend?
I'm not really sure.
Let's go to the internet. What's question number three?
Meantime. Number three.
This is 500 on 670 The Score with Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Daryl Grody.
Thank you.
Here is question number three. The Bulls' upcoming schedule includes the Knicks twice in a row, the 76ers, the Bucks, and the Cavaliers. What do you expect the Bulls' record to be through their next five games?
They're playing Northern Iowa tomorrow.
Ooh,
that
I
seems
like
a big deal.
It's a big
not
matchup.
The Bulls.
Sounds like a win to me.
That's Illinois State versus Northern Iowa.
I am repping my ISU Redbirds hoodie, and you are repping your Mean Green hoodie. Thanks to Marshall Harris.
Yeah, I saved it for a special occasion.
And Marshall, I will wear my Bears hoodie if the Bears win. I will wear it on Monday.
But out of shame, you can't wear it if it's coming off a loss?
That is 100% correct.
Okay, that's
fair.
Why?
That's the time to do it, actually.
Because it's my superstition.
People walk around it, but that's a reverse superstition. Like, you're doing it after the outcome, not trying to enhance the outcome.
I'll just start wearing it on Fridays, then.
That seems like a solution.
Friday.
Let's go through the schedule real quick.
I'm looking at it right now.
Because, well, here's the main thing. It's like the Bulls are 4-0. They're one of four undefeated teams still. 76ers, one of the teams they faced during that stretch, also undefeated. And they look really, really good. The Bulls, they've got the Knicks. Here's the good news about the Knicks. The
no
Knicks
Tibbs.
Are 0-2 on the road this season. That's the good news. The bad news is those two losses came against the Heat and the Bucks, which are two of the better teams in the NBA.
Uh-oh.
The Heat are 3-2, by the way. Their losses are to the Spurs, and they open the season with a loss to the Magic. I think the Bulls can get three of the next five. I think they get three of the next five.
So one of the Knicks games, Sixers, Milwaukee?
Mm-hmm.
No.
At Milwaukee.
No. Got to be Cleveland. Right. There.
So I think they can, here's what I think they can do. They can win the home game against New York. They can win the road game against Milwaukee and the road game at Cleveland.
Wow.
That's what I think they can do.
Wow. You have a lot of road faith against two good teams.
I think it has more to do with just the level Giannis is playing at right now.
Giannis didn't even play last night. He was out.
Yeah, but previous to that?
Yeah, well, Giannis is insufferable. Although I did watch the Bucks without Giannis beat the Golden State Warriors in an impressive fashion.
But you had the Bulls beating those two teams.
Yes, I did.
Okay, all right. Here's what
so
it is.
Who do you have them losing to again?
The Sixers and the Knicks on the road. Knicks
oh,
on the road
Sixers
and the Sixers.
At home, you think they're going to lose?
Bulls are going to win tonight. They're going to lose at New York on Sunday. They're going to have a big, like, exciting win over Philadelphia. I know that's a good team. On Tuesday, they will lose those two games that Marshall says that they will win. At Milwaukee, at Cleveland, those are tough games. And then they'll have like a really fun home win against San Antonio on Monday.
This is a difficult time for the Bulls. Like, this is a very challenging schedule stretch. So, I mean, that said, I still feel like they could come away with three wins. Flip side is the three losses is a big swing. I'll say they take the Knicks at home tonight. I say they beat the Sixers, but they lose the road games. So I'm saying 2-3.
So 2-0 at home, 0-3 on the road.
Correct.
Okay. I think 2-3 is an acceptable way to get through this. Just remember, guys, the way she just said, it's a tough stretch. We thought this whole first 10 games was a tough stretch. They're undefeated so far.
Orlando historically had given the Bulls fits the last couple of years. That was as encouraging of a win as any of them to me.
That's fair.
Number four.
All right, guys. The most important baseball prediction of the season.
Yeah.
How does this World Series end?
I think it ends in seven games. I can't believe I'm saying this. I think there's a good chance that Yoshinobu Yamamoto throws a third straight complete game.
I mean, why not?
It sounds outrageous. But when you consider that he made short work of the Brewers and short work of the Blue Jays the last time out, and that he only gave up one earned run in each of those, he's on one. As much as any player can be in a zone when you only play every 5 days, I feel like he's in that space. This is exactly why they acquired him. So I think there's a good chance it happens again. I think this goes to seven. But, I think the Blue Jays have shown enough, and the location has shown enough that they take this thing in seven. I'm so pleasantly surprised to see somebody take down the Dodgers.
Joe Carter's not walking through that door, though.
I want so badly for the Dodgers to win this series, just so we can be like, see, spend the most money, get the best results.
Vindictive, Marshall.
I am. This thing needs to be flipped on its head. But I think it's over tonight. I look at what the Dodgers' best hitters have been doing since that 18-inning game, and the answer is not much. Also, it's not like Kevin Gausman went out there and, you know, got bombed. He did give up 3 runs, but he was in there for 6 2/3. I don't know that he's going to stick around that long. They've had the day off. They've reset their bullpen. I think this is an opportunity. If you can finish him off, you don't want a game seven if you're Toronto.
Yeah, I just don't. I think the matchup in and of itself, like Gausman, they're relying on to be their ace. Advantage Yoshinobu, advantage Dodgers in this game.
I'm giving the Jays the World Series tonight.
Tonight? With me? You're with me.
Okay. I'm with you, and I'm going to even be specific. I believe the Blue Jays are getting George Springer back tonight. He's missed a couple of games with a right side injury. This guy is an absolute postseason killer. I'm calling for George Springer to have the game-winning hit or home run for the Blue Jays in this game. George Springer, with all the Houston stuff that he was a part of, 81 playoffs games this man has played in, 23 homers, 47 RBIs, 56 runs, again, over 81 games. George Springer is about to be a Toronto hero.
He already has been this postseason.
I know.
It's crazy they've won the last 2 games without him.
Right?
And so now you inject him into the lineup.
He's
boom
back.
Goes the dynamite.
Boom goes the dynamite.
And if not tonight, then Saturday.
So we all agree that the Blue Jays
are
winning
Toronto.
The series?
Yeah.
I mean, they convinced me. You know how I felt? I was pretty confident it was the Dodgers' world.
I needed the Dodgers to win, but I guess my sensibility has come back that you're up 3-2. It feels pretty good.
Number five.
I'm changing up this last question on you guys because Ben Johnson spoke at Hallis Hall.
Uh-oh.
And I want your reaction to what Ben Johnson said when asked this Halloween-themed question.
If you could dress up as something.
Oh, goodness. Probably Tom Cruise from Top Gun. How about that?
I like that.
Fighter pilot.
Bears coach Ben Johnson, if he were to dress up, because you know he doesn't have the time for it right now, middle of Bears season, it would be Tom Cruise in Top Gun.
That was a quick answer, was it not?
That's pretty good. That, like that.
Your
actually,
ego's writing checks your body can't cash.
He's a handsome man.
I do feel like Ben Johnson would have been like a pilot or something along those
absolutely.
Lines if he wasn't in football.
He's got it all.
Mindset. Like,
yes.
Panache.
That makes a lot of sense.
Charisma.
Shout out, I believe that was Phil Thompson from the Tribune asking that question. Shout out to Phil.
Phil does such a good job.
He's great.
He is.
Yes.
That was a really quick answer. He should do it. Yeah. At some point.
You know what's great about this? It's almost the antithesis to what Matt LaFleur said when he was asked about Halloween.
I don't know Halloween.
Basically, he said, I hate Halloween and all holidays, I believe.
What?
Sounds like a
yeah,
guy
I
you want to be around.
Find that somewhere, but
he said, I hate Halloween and all holidays?
I don't know if he said I hate, but he doesn't like, I think was the... What's the message here? I have to find this.
Doesn't like holidays. Wow. Because it requires him to be somewhere and to be with his family. Wow. Why does he hate his family?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, we've got that. We gotta bring that back at some
blank
point, Ray.
If it's Halloween, LaFleur said before Friday's practice. We're trying to win a game, period. It's a Friday in the National Football League. That's what it is.
Somebody's always got to be serious about the silly.
Knowing what we know about those two coaches, the fact that they haven't played each other yet is amazing, by the way. I can't wait for this Packers Lions. Put that in the vault, or you can tell someone to write it down also, what Matt LaFleur had to
Your
say.
Your kids care about Halloween.
Wow. Five on it. That's right, your kids. What about the children?
What about the children?
Yes.
That would be the follow-up to Matt LaFleur. How do you think he would take that?
I need that sound. That sounds like a drop. Droppity drop. Drippity drop.
A piece of audio that we would play for
drip,
you
drop.
Random times during
Daryl,
the show.
That's me.
Coming up next here on Raheemy Harrison Grody, a.k.a. Daryl on 670 Score, we bring in Kevin Fishbane. We'll get his thoughts on all of this, and also he keeps snap counts. So what does he estimate a snap count to be for, say, Austin Burker coming up? We'll discuss all of that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Kevin Fishbane.
I got Fishy Business, K. Fishbane.
Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
I also always use the Arrested Development line. There's always money in the banana stand.
How much clearer can I say? There's always money in the banana stand!
Kevin Fishbane talking Bears.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic.
I love your name.
It's a great name.
Yeah, great name.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We go to our Circa Sports Hotline. Download the Circa app today. That is where we find the senior Bears writer for The Athletic, Kevin Fishbane. We always love talking to him on Fridays. He also hosts Breaking In with Kevin Fishbane, a sports media podcast. And he's on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Always nice to see Kevin Fishbane. I would like you to react to this quote that I just saw on the social medias. You reposted it, and I know that there's a little bit of humor with this. An hour ago from Cincinnati, Joe Flacco joins us, quote, I've never really talked about injuries before, so I don't know what to say, but I feel good. Not saying anything specifically about playing, said about seeing, quote, how it reacts, end quote. That sounds like a very pleasant thing to say for somebody who probably isn't as injured as people might have thought, Kevin.
I was going to say, Joe Flacco should be fortunate he never had to sit in a Hallis Hall interview room if he's never been asked about an injury before, had to talk about injuries. Or maybe he has been asked about it and just doesn't talk about it. I mean, the guy has been pretty durable throughout his career. But yeah, it definitely seemed like at the beginning of the week he didn't practice anything on Wednesday. And this does not appear to be like last week. I'm not expecting any chicanery from Cincinnati. But certainly the fact that Flacco talked today is probably a good sign for him. And the guy's been playing, he's played with a lot of injuries throughout his career. So I expect him to be out there Sunday. Anything can happen. But yeah, I thought, you know, I always take note if someone talks, there's usually a good chance that they're going to play.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that because that's been the track record most of the times. Players who aren't talking, they ain't playing. There's a reason for that. I want to ask you, Kevin, because we've been banting about here about Chase, Jamar Chase, that is, for all week, really, because he's been so unstoppable when Joe Flacco's been the quarterback in relief. What do you think is an acceptable way to apprehend him, if you will, like limit him to what exactly? Because he's going to get something. I'm pretty confident of that.
Yeah, it's a great question, Marshall, because like, do you prefer the strategy of don't let him beat you or and just put everything you can? Or do you go like, he's going to get his, there's only so much we can do about it. Let's make sure nobody else beats us. To me, like your coverage can only do so much against the guy. I mean, I don't know if they're going to have Tyrique Stevenson shadow him, assuming Tyrique is back out there, which I'm expecting. I don't know if this is a lot of bracket stuff with Brisker and Byard, but I think the best way to limit Jamar Chase is, I'm going to sound like a coach here, guys. Stop the run, rush the passer. Like, put the Bengals in these third and long situations where we've seen Dennis Allen's scheme thrive and make it really, really difficult for Joe Flacco to get the ball to Jamar Chase. Like, I think that's going to be the best way to stop him, or not stop him, you're not going to stop him, just to try to contain him, is for those other things to pop up. And the Bears' pass rush has not been very consistent this year. Their run defense has also not been very consistent this year. So I think if they're able to find ways to get in those long down and distances, then they can really open up the toolbox and try to make it as tough as they can to, you know, for Flacco to even get the ball in his direction.
This segment with Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic, who is on with us, Raheemy Harris and Grody on The Score. It's sponsored by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. It's meant to be with Fishy Business and all his chicanery. Great word earlier, by the
Such
way.
Such a good word.
I prefer tomfoolery, but chicanery.
I prefer Tom something elsery.
Yeah.
I said creative accounting. That was a lame one compared to you guys. Sheesh.
Yeah, that is pretty good. Kevin, do you know what the difference is between chicanery and tomfoolery, or are they synonyms?
Yeah. What you said.
All right.
I actually do have a very serious question for you. It's the biggest question that still surrounds the Bears. And I know you had a question similar to it in your mailbag on The Athletic. And I think the question, paraphrasing, was something to the degree of, do the Bears, like, is Caleb Williams him? Is he the franchise quarterback? Do you still believe that he can be that? Kevin, is Star still on the table? How patient are you being right now with Caleb Williams?
Great question, Mark. And it's a question you don't want to have to entertain.
Yeah.
If my Patriots colleague, Chad Graff, had a mailbag this week, I don't think he's getting a question asking if Drake May is any closer to being a franchise quarterback, right? So now I say that acknowledging that every quarterback has his own trajectory, and I'd like to be patient. I would like to see this thing through. My colleague Mike Sando had a great piece on Monday looking at Jared Goff's first seven games with Ben Johnson comparing it to Caleb Williams, and game eight is where things kind of took off with the Goff and Johnson partnership, and Goff had a lot more experience in the league coming into that game. Caleb Williams, not Jared Goff. Caleb Williams is going to have his own trajectory. My whole thing is this, is like, as I've just done for the last 30 seconds and kind of talked in circles, like, that's where you find yourself going when you evaluate Caleb Williams.
So good.
And
yes.
You don't want to have to do that. Like, you want to just be able to say, like, you don't want to have to caveat everything and couch everything and say, well, he's much better than he was last year, but he's still 20th in pass rating. Oh, he's better than the other guys that the Bears have drafted, but he's 21st in EPA. Like, you know, you can sit there and say the sack numbers are great, so much better than last year, but the red zone's been terrible and all these penalties and not getting a tight end the ball, like all these things, you can put some of that on the quarterback. So, like, you'd love to reach a point where you're not talking like that when you're talking about the quarterback. Right now, you're not there. That doesn't mean you're not going to get there. I would love to. I'm happy to stay patient and see this thing through and get a real full season of Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams to have a more definitive answer. But I think that I can understand Bears fans being frustrated that they want a definitive answer now, and they see their friends in Foxborough have they have that. Doesn't mean that they're right. Doesn't mean that their friends who are Commanders fans are right. Like, we've seen lots of quarterbacks go up and down, up and down. But, like, yeah, you'd like to have an answer, and certainly by the end of the season, that's the goal.
Not to get poetic here and kind of realize this epiphany while we're all together, Kevin, but it's hard because the quarterback who supposedly had the most intangibles is having trouble showing the intangibles when other quarterbacks are showing the tangibles.
Yeah, it's a good point. And, like, the pre-draft, I don't even want to call it hype per se, because, like, I think what Caleb Williams did in college is the reason there was hype. Like, it wasn't false.
No, he earned it.
And I don't love the revisionist history. Like, everybody thought he was the best player in that draft.
Yep.
And, you know, you'll hear things now, and you can talk to scouts and coaches who might have had their own individual different boards. And I've certainly talked to people who have maybe, but it's easier for everybody to say that now. Like, in the moment, nobody was saying that, certainly not publicly. So I don't like to play that game per se, but you're right, Layla. I think that there's just, like, we talked to Ben Johnson a little bit ago, and we were talking accuracy with him and ball location, and, like, that was something that was supposed to be kind of Caleb Williams' calling card coming out of college. And I saw in training camp last year, didn't see it as consistently this year. When he's on his game, that guy is fitting the ball through windows that nobody on the planet should be able to do. It's a talent of his, but it just hasn't been consistent enough. So, I'm really just, like, I'm just trying to, you guys know me, I'm going to say two things are true. Like, he hasn't done enough right now to make you feel that great, but that doesn't mean he's not going to get there.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I think that's fair. The segment with Kevin Fishbane is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4 Seasons. I've been meaning to ask you about this, but I didn't want to do it immediately. Were you aware of how much the outcome of you asking Ben Johnson about the pre-snap penalties a couple weeks ago resulted in announcer commentary because they had come off of the one game without pre-snap penalties? And when you pointed it out, that became like a major discussion during the game the next couple days later.
I haven't listened to the broadcast copy, Layla, so I didn't know how much that had been talked about. But I do know that the head coach had words for me when I asked him about it, and then they went out and had to get five. I mean, I just thought to myself, I was like, of all games for them to get five false starts, which is really hard to do, did it have to be the game 48 hours after I brought up the fact they didn't get any false starts?
Like, that's tough.
Five? See, this is the fishy business part of your persona.
It was brought up five, like, multiple times.
Grody, you were in the press box. The first false start that day against New Orleans, the entire press box, like, turns and shouts at me. And then there's another and another. And, like, by the fifth one, my wife texts me. She said, five false, like, because she knew, like, she was paying attention. So
your wife?
That's
she was,
that's
she was
tough.
Watching.
She's like, you she's fool. Like,
well, and then
you have shamed our family.
The announcers were talking about it on the air, and they were like, yeah, you know, Ben Johnson was asked about it, and he was like, don't jinx it. And it's like, oh, yeah, if Kevin Fishbane really had the power, do you think that he would have this result? No.
Yeah, that dope over there at The Athletic just had to bring it up. And you know what's funny? I don't even think that's like a jinx. I'll tell you what a jinx is 12 years ago, I interviewed Mark Trestman. That team had zero false starts through like six games. It was an incredible streak.
Oh boy.
And I talked with him about that streak. That, I would argue, is more of a jinx than bringing up, by the way, you finally had one game without it. Yeah. So listen, if they want to pin some of the pre-snap struggles on me bringing it up, I'll take it. I'll wear it.
No, I had your back on it, but I did think of you every single time it was brought up on national television.
All I'm hearing right now, Kevin, is this is a habit that you formed, and that's fine. I'm wondering, because we're looking at this Bears team looking to form habits. When they talk about consequences for the penalties, what comes to mind as far as, you know, getting this right if it continues this game? Let's say they have another game with a bunch of pre-snap penalties and double-digit penalties overall.
It's a good question, Marshall. It's a tricky one, right? Because, like, who's to blame? Because sometimes the penalty is not just, like, one guy messing up. Caleb Williams said this. He said, like, he's got to be better maybe with cadence or maybe getting the play out correctly and all these different things. So, like, if the tight end jumps, is how much of that is on him versus the quarterback versus maybe the way a tackle is lined up or a motion? Did somebody go in motion the wrong way or the wrong timing? And that, like, and I don't know the answers to any of those. So, like, obviously the coaches know, so the coaches kind of are able to, you know, dole out the blame. And you guys heard Declan Doyle say that they tried something new, and intrepid reporter Mark Grody tried to get him to tell us exactly what they were working on penalty specific and couldn't get it. But I think the coaches have to maybe get a little creative and figure out a way to use accountability to make sure these things aren't happening as much as they are.
We're going to hear, actually, we got a little bit from Rome that we're going to play a little bit later on in terms of what they're doing in that practice. And I'll just go out by saying this. Chicanery is deception, trickery, or artful subterfuge, often through clever but misleading talk or manipulation, and tomfoolery, foolish, silly, or mischievous behavior, playfulness.
So, of course, you went to tomfoolery.
I did.
But yeah. The act was chicanery.
I think you're right. I think that we could probably all agree on that.
Yeah.
Yes. Fishy business.
I should note, I was going to say all of that word for word, Mark, when you asked me a few minutes ago. But, you know, I wanted to give you the opportunity.
I just assumed, like, you know, if a word is you went to Northwestern. And so I just thought you would know those definitions from that fancy education you got.
Subterfuge. Yeah. That's what
I'm
left
that's
with.
That's
I gotta
the next
use
one.
Subterfuge is a good word. I should find a way to sneak that into my game story.
Whatever it was sneaky sneakers.
Yeah, do that. Do that.
Kevin Fishbane, we always appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us this Friday.
Thanks, Kevin.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
That segment with Kevin Fishbane brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric for all the right reasons. Call 866-4-SEASONS. Four Seasons Electric, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I just thought about what a big job they would have to do if they had to do all of that for the new Bears Stadium.
Ooh.
But the problem is we don't really know when that would occur. And now we really don't know when that's going to occur. Let's bring you the latest and also what the afternoon show dug up, pun intended, with Paris Schatz. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
And Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The School.
This is Rahimi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score, and cash does rule everything around us. Get all the money you can. That's my advice.
Method.
I'm pretty sure it matches with Wu-Tang Financial.
Dollar bill, y'all. Mm.
And the reason we bring it up is money. Because there's been updates in the Bears Stadium saga. The Bears proposed a $25 million payment from the team to benefit the city of Chicago to help with the Illinois General Assembly's fall veto session. Essentially, this $25 million is in reference to what's left when it comes to the renovations that happened at Soldier Field 20 years ago. The Bears and the public, most importantly, it is the taxpayers of Cook County who are still on the hook for $534 million from Soldier Field's 2003 renovation. Now, this is something that I've brought up many times when we talk about the stadium issues. It's something that I use usually as a point to make when I say I'm done as a taxpayer paying money for something that is privately profited but publicly funded. So now there's been some discussion as to how the Bears leave the city, and a $25 million payment was one of these suggestions. I'm not sure why this is a post-fact negotiation like this. You know, usually those things are done prior, and even in this case, prior to the actual renovation. So I'm not sure why that's being discussed, but it does shed some light on something that we talked to the mayor about. If you guys remember, when Brandon Johnson was on with our show, he did mention the Bears servicing that debt as part of a possible discussion if there were going to be anything done here in town moving forward. So clearly there's still a question of who is on the hook for what if something happens and for how long. And the afternoon show yesterday, Spiegel and Holmes had Paris Schutz on. Paris, of course, works over at Fox 32. He's their political editor. And here's what he had to say about Illinois State Representative Cam Buckner talking about the $25 million offertory payment from the Bears.
Typically, states do provide help for infrastructure around big projects. So the state, especially lawmakers like Cam Buckner from Chicago, are saying, so why are we going to help you out to leave Chicago, leave this massive debt at Soldier Field? Because, you know, those that remember the renovation of Soldier Field 20 some odd years ago, we still have $500 million in debt to pay on that. So what Governor Pritzker said is like, fine, we'll help you with your legislation, but why don't you think about paying off that $500 million in debt? They don't have to. The Bears don't have to do that. They don't owe that debt. You know, that's all taxpayer debt. The Sports Facility Authority through the hotel tax. Anyway,
Is $25 million even anything?
No, and I'll read a response I got from Cam Buckner. He said, the Bears' offer isn't just inadequate, it's disrespectful. It reflects a longer pattern of tone deafness from this franchise when it comes to its relationship with the city that made it. We're talking about a franchise valued at nearly $10 billion offering scraps to the city of Chicago. He goes on to talk about how Cleveland, the Browns, are offering $100 million to the city as they move to the suburbs for a new stadium. So maybe it's a negotiation. Pritzker started with $500 million. They come back at $25 million. You know, maybe they'll settle on $100 million here. But still, it's a gauntlet for the Bears to get what they want. And I think it reflects just a lack of strategy for 2 years. Yeah. People in Springfield have all said they're not here. They're not lobbying. George McCaskey's not here.
So my question is, what in the hell is this side negotiation? Why was none of this in some sort of actual contract?
It's all kind of off the record.
And for example, when the Cowboys left Texas Stadium to go to Jerry World, Cowboys Stadium, AT&T, whatever you want to call it, because Irving and Arlington are different municipalities, do you know how much money that they had to pay to move? Zero. Like, the Bears already bought the property. Like, all of this seems like it's very out of order.
It's because they need more money to get the thing done. So they're like, I'll give you a little bit of this. You give me a lot of bit of that. And that's what it comes off as. And that's what makes it so, not disingenuous is probably the wrong word, but it just seems so out of place. It seems so clunky. It seems so clustered.
It's unorganized.
Yes, it's unorganized. It's like I said, if you owe $534 million as a city, that's public debt. As you were talking about, public versus private, right? And they're like, hey, we're going to donate $25 million for the public parks and, you know, public works, if you will, of Chicago. That is less than 5% of that $534 million. It's not even a starting point,
here's
really.
Here's the other point. What they want from the state is $1 billion for the infrastructure around their property in Arlington Heights.
Yeah.
$25 million for $1 billion? I'd take that deal. I don't know about you. If I only had to pay $25 million principal to get $1 billion in return?
I think one of the
what are we doing?
One of the responses here, Mark, about this, State Senator Robert Peters.
Bob.
He doesn't want, you know, the Bears leaving where he is and the guy.
That's his district. It's 9 games. It'll be fine.
Listen. Here's the quote. There are thousands of families who are about to lose food access when SNAP benefits expire this weekend. We're not wasting any time giving breaks to a professional sports team.
Yeah, well, you put it that way, it's kind of hard to look at it any other way.
And that's the point here. They bought that land. They should pay the taxes on it, the ones they agreed to when they bought it.
I just love what's going on with the money. If the city of Chicago was a character, it would be, hey, little something, something for us. We know you're not required, but maybe that'd be a good idea for the McCaskies to give us a little something, something.
But
so
also,
they're like, here you go. And the city of Chicago, not enough. You got 1 week.
But it is so, yeah, and that's, it feels like that. But you know
it
what
does.
Happens? You know what happens when we buy property? Cook County tells us what the tax rate is.
Yeah.
We don't get to negotiate that, is what you're
that's
saying?
That's true.
And you know what? If we do decide, it's usually that we make the decision on the front end before we buy the property, whether or not we want to buy into that tax structure.
The whole thing is out of order. That's really what this comes down to.
So, like, this is almost this is like a reverse, like, there's a term in Farsi called, like, tat-off, where it's like, you're basically, it's like niceties, like, I've got the bill, no, I've got the bill, no, I've got the bill. This is the reverse of that, where it's like,
reverse shakedown.
You've got the bill, no, you've got the bill. Speaking of bills, this is breaking.
Oh,
you got breaking
bills? We got a new term for what the Baltimore Ravens did.
Tomfoolery?
Chicanery, the like. Breaking news on the Score,
the
brought
like.
To you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Fined. The NFL has fined, according to Adam Schefter, the Baltimore Ravens $100,000.
That's all I thought.
For
be
violating
more.
The league's injury report policy by incorrectly listing quarterback Lamar Jackson's practice participation status on Friday, October 24th.
Yeah, you see what
that's
you get.
That's a pretty, but relatively speaking, that is a pretty hefty fine.
I've seen some teams get some big fines. I for some reason, I thought it'd be like a quarter of a million. Coming on the heels of the NBA arrest investigation.
Fair enough.
That's why I thought.
I think they did it vis-a-vis their punishment structure.
Okay.
But Yeah, so their little creative accounting cost them $100,000.
So if this tomfoolery continues with Joe Burrow, just see that. You
Joe
think
Flacco,
you can afford,
you mean? Joe Flacco?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Joe
Burrow
Flacco.
Would really be a big story.
Yeah, that would be a big story. I don't want to put that out in the DNA. That's for sure.
I also want to just address this, and I don't relate to break here. I47 says, Kevin Warren was brought here. He's failed so far. Kevin Warren is not the one who purchased the land. He's not. So I think that's important to keep in mind here, because once you do that, then other things happen after that. And if you've bought property, you know. So just keep that in mind. I'm not making excuses for anybody, but that's an important piece of information for context here. They bought that land first. Didn't renegotiate a tax rate. Didn't do any of that before they bought the land. Bought the land first.
So you put him in a bad spot from which to negotiate. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that that's important to note here. Coming up next here on Rahimi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score, we still talk about more football stuff on this Football Friday. It's now time for our favorite segment, Inside the Locker Room. We'll do that next on Rahimi Harris and Grody, a.k.a. Daryl, on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.